Locker Room Chats continue here on a KMZA as we get set for week three of high school football. We got Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble joining us here, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, congrats on the first win in 2024 after the tough loss in week one to Centralia. You bounce back, go on the road, beat Onega 42-20. Just a few thoughts and takeaways from that week two win.
Yeah, it was a good win to get us bounce back in the right direction. There's still plenty of things that we can work on as a team. We know that. The kids know that. So overall, it was a good win to get us going back in the right direction. But if we want to get to where we want to get on a season, we've still got to continue to do some things.
Still a lot of, obviously, season to go, and we got districts coming up here starting in a couple of weeks. But where'd you see maybe the biggest improvement from week one to week two?
I would just say probably execution on both sides of the ball. Not that we didn't execute anything against Centralia week one, but I would say some of that just got cleaned up a little bit against Onega. And I think a little bit of that, too, was, you know, some of the things Centralia does to us makes it harder to execute. But I would say that was probably the biggest difference, is just seeing everybody execute a little bit better than they did the week before.
I guess a little bit more specifically on the defensive side of the ball, the way Onega likes to do things, they like to ground it and pound it. Just talk about the defense a little bit as a whole and that performance in week two.
Yeah, we're very happy with our defense. You know, we shut them out in the first half. We got to do some more of our stuff defensively that we aren't able to do against Centralia just because of the way they run that single wing offense. Some new wrinkles that we added this year. So it was good to get a live look at some of that stuff and to see it work the way that we had hoped. And you know, just that shutout in the first half was really good.
Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble joining us. A few more minutes with him. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. We'll step aside, come back, talk about the week three opponents in Donovan West. That's after this here on KMZA. We continue our Valley Heights locker room chat here, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Cody Trimble here joining us after a week two win against Onega. The Valley Heights Mustangs, they are back at home taking on Donovan West this week. Coach, a D West team that obviously they've had a couple of tough seasons over the last few campaigns, but they come off a win here against Pleasant Ridge, 14-0. What do you see from Donovan West when you put them on film?
Yeah, you know, they're kind of a little bit of a mystery to us, being their first year back to 11-man after playing 8-man for a couple of years. But luckily, since they played Onega week one, we've had 2 weeks of film on them. They're going to have some athletic guys on the field. One of their running backs is probably one of the fastest kids in the state when you look at them in track and field. And then they got a couple receivers that have some decent size. So feel like we should be able to win the line of scrimmage, but we're going to definitely have to contain some of those skilled guys they got.
Yeah, line of scrimmage, containing some of the skill pieces. Just give us a few extra keys and expectations for this one tomorrow night.
You know, we've talked all week. It starts with us, focus on us and the way that we prepare and the way that we go out there and play. So our kids have kind of taken that to heart this week at practice. I feel like we've had a pretty decent week of practice. Could always be better, but overall it's been pretty good. So, yeah, we're just kind of focusing on ourselves this week.
There it is. Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. Appreciate a couple minutes. Brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. They're back at home tomorrow night taking on Donovan West in a TVL showdown in week three. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.